Okay. Welcome in. 97.1. Sometimes a story crosses your desk. It is both relevant, not because Rico has graced us with what he has called his sexual chocolate dress shirt, but also because we're talking Alex Bregman. We're waiting. We're pining for news. Well, this story should be relevant to David and Rico, and I want to know if this particular story could help us get Alex Bregman. But it's important because Kenny and I are heathens. This is really
See, Rico, during the break, he came back here. We're like, I got hope. I got hope for Bregman. He says, I'll give you a reason. I have a reason why he's coming to Detroit. I'm like, what?
Hey, Padre Francis is opening the holy doors. The enchanted portals, or whatever these things are called.
It always worries me when you leave the room and say, watch this, and then the door closes behind you. I'm like, oh, no.
Come on. We got Pope Francis bringing Alex Bregman to the D.
Oh, my Lord.
You don't just open those sacred portals for any free agent.
Now, do you want to?
I'm like, okay.
Well, get to work and let's go, people.
Do you want to do the topic?
I'm sitting there like,
is Alex Bregman going to walk through our sacred portal? 248?
I'm like, is Mike about to talk about the message from Fatima? Like, what's going on?
I don't know
here?
What was about to happen.
Wasn't that Rasheed Wallace's wife?
I don't
Fatima
know.
Wallace? Wasn't that? Listen, I'm making a point.
I don't know. I was talking about the Catholic Church.
Okay.
It was supposedly somebody who left messages, an angel left messages to kids.
Is Pope Francis delivering a message to us?
Yes. Let's just go for it.
He's
yes.
coming to Detroit. Let's go. There open the portal.
David,
let's go.
If David can pray.
Guys.
And get us a top draft pick.
That was her name. Fatima. That was his ex-wife.
I remember that from MTV.
Don't you know?
Yeah, lots of things.
Seriously.
I don't know.
How do you know the name of a player's ex-wife?
MTV Cribs.
Someone says, as a devout Catholic, I'm dying.
Wait a minute. I mean, because the whole time I'm like, okay, I mean, because we did the whole the things yesterday over New Jersey.
The mystery
The drones. So I'm thinking, okay, you have another story like that. I'm like, okay, Mike, I can't wait for you to land this plane.
I've landed it. I've landed I have landed it on sacred portals. Now, are these like...
Doctor Strange.
No, I'm saying, are these like caves you can walk into? Do you disappear?
I don't know anything about them.
David.
There is a lot of mystery to the Catholic Church, so this is one that I'm going to leave to the hardcore Catholics.
Wait a minute, and this is something that should interest David. According to the Daily Mail, the Holy Doors are located at some of Rome's most venerated basilicas, such as St. Peter's, St. John's, and this is the part that will get David very excited. This is right in his wheelhouse. They are ceremonially bricked up.
What are we doing?
I'm making a point. These are aimed to deliver a message of hope. What is our message about the Tigers offseason and Alex Bregman and Sasaki? Hope.
And a lot of prayer. So there you go.
Okay.
This could be it.
I just wanted to...
Behind door number four.
Sir,
is that Scott Harris?
It's a portal.
It's Scott Harris.
If you tell me Pizza One has landed at the Vatican, we know Bregman's happening.
You open up the door. You open up the door in Rome, and you end up at the headquarters here.
Well, someone's portal. Saying breaking news that Jesus and Moses have entered the portal.
Yeah. I'm looking for Alex Bregman, not Chuck Brantley. There's a difference.
Moses trying to work out a deal. Got to take my brother Aaron along with me. We're a package deal.
No hope. I thought you two would know all about these things. Kenny, have you ever heard of it? I haven't.
I mean, I've never heard of being ceremonially bricked up, but I guess that's a thing. That was not on my bingo board for today.
It's called David's
either.
Friday night.
This is the only way you get me into religion if something like this brings us.
I'm
Alex
more
Bregman.
Fascinated. Like, what happens if you walk through one of these things? I don't know.
Is it like the Dr. Pepper portal? Do you disappear? Do you go into space?
I am now. Yes.
You're into this now.
Right.
See,
right. It's a lot of things. Like, I thought you were going to talk about the message. That message. I'm like, wait, what does Mike know? Like, you know what? I ain't taking no more time off. Mike is talking about drones and unidentified objects. Now he's talking about message. This is new.
I'm just making a point. I thought this would be right in your wheelhouse. And I thought, okay, could it be another sign Bregman's coming home? Could we have...
I'm going to take it. I'm going to use it as a sign.
You know what? Give
he's
me
coming
15,
to Detroit.
I'm going to do a crash course. Give me 15 minutes on
okay,
this.
Okay. Done deal. Perfect. David,
Catholic you want to... portals.
The holy door... What are they? Hold on. Let me make sure you're typing the right thing here as it relates to Bregman. These are called the sacred... There are five sacred portals. Oh, my God. Is this real? These things are neon lit. This is I hope this is a real picture I'm looking at. These things are lit like a Vegas nightclub.
Oh, my Lord.
David, are you sure these things aren't just Vatican speakeasies? This thing's lit up like a casino. That's right.
Or is that gold?
Listen. Do the research, David.
Gold or LED lights. Which
right.
one?
We'll get to Belichick at North Carolina in a second, and we are awaiting more info on the Bregman stuff. I'm just telling you, you got Pope Francis opening up sacred portals. Come on.
Holy Jesus is in the transfer portal. Can he hit a curveball? Oh, my. I can't wait until the Tigers add the Garden of Eden portal next to the new showers in Lakeland. Oh,
it's right next to the 1901 Society. We have a enchanted portal that Alex Bregman enters the field on.
And you just inspire someone to change their fantasy football name. I'm going to have to rename my fantasy team ceremoniously bricked up. That is time.
I just read the copy. I didn't make it up. Rico's deep in research. I'm just telling you right now. I know people can't see Rico. He is gone. He is. You're into the portal.
Yes.
You can walk through these things.
Yeah, they're doors.
Do they charge you?
I don't think I'm high enough in the Catholic Church to walk through that door.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. Somebody said it's a ceremony.
I don't know what's behind that thing.
Yeah, I don't either.
I'm going to say leave it closed.
It's Sasaki.
Let's go. Let's
it's Sasaki.
Or it's the meteor you keep talking about.
Well, that wouldn't be a bad thing either. All right, I tried. You want to talk some Belichick?
I'd rather talk portal.
Have you? But what's your favorite portal?
Maybe that's what's in the sky, the SUV-sized.
No, it is not. Stop it.
I swear to God, if a guy comes out wearing a cape looking like Doctor Strange, I'm out of here.
248-539-9797. We could use that guy to tell us what is the probability we get Bregman.
He can't tell you.
Yeah, but he
knows, but he can't tell you.
He told Robert Downey Jr. there's only one scenario.
We'll point to you with the one.
No, he hinted when everything was all lie. He was like, dude, please, is this it?
All right, this is it.
The one finger.
Okay. Yeah, all right. Take him to church. I tried, everybody.
You did.
Okay. Bill Belichick. Introduced as North Carolina's head coach today. The school chancellor came out in a sleeveless blazer. I don't know what to make of any of it. I'm still stunned when we were watching on the monitor that Bill Belichick... What?
And you thought the monitor froze.
Right. I mean... But I want to ask the question. I mean, look, I'm always fascinated in the why. And I mean, we can all like... There's no predictive measure. Coaches that look like home run hires don't work. Guys who look terrible do work. But the why, I just think him being there, Rico, it shows you he burned so many bridges in the NFL. And I think what people never wanted to recognize, it's not about the Brady thing. It's that by the time he was done in New England, Kraft had turned the whole franchise over to him. The football department was him. And you saw what happened. The Patriots drafting went in the tank. So for Belichick, like everyone now is like, see, Atlanta's stupid. They didn't hire him. No one ever asked the question, what did you have to do if you hired him? I mean, you were probably going to have to hire his son. Mm-hmm. You were probably going to have to give him massive amounts of control. I don't think that's going to work for him at the NFL level, but I think collegiately, he hires a GM, because that's what colleges have now.
He did.
And what do you got? How much money you have is what either gets you into or out of the big game. Mm-hmm. How good you are. And what you do with that money is what will determine your success. Well, can they buy the best players? Mm-hmm. And can he sell, I'll get you to the NFL, I'm Bill Belichick? Well, yeah. Am I crazy to think it could work?
No, I think he could definitely sell that. I'm Bill Belichick's kid. If you want to come to the league, I know talent. I can get you there. I won rings. Money-wise, I think I read where just him signing up today or yesterday, North Carolina went from a collective of $4 million to $20 million. So he's now going to be one of the haves at North Carolina. Mm-hmm. You got the Jordan brand behind you. You got a lot of things that can help you out.
Wealthy alums.
Can you succeed? I think it can. I mean, ironically enough, the last coach you fired was a year older than him. You said you wanted to get younger. So technically, you were correct. You did get younger by 1 year. I think it can work, but I don't think that Bill Belichick knows what he's getting himself into. I don't think he knows the day-to-day of what a college coach does that pro coach has to go through. Not just recruiting, but at least in the pros, your guy is signed for 4 years. In college, your guy is signed for this year. And then you have to go and re-recruit your same guy, plus you got to bring in new guys. And somehow I don't see Bill Belichick just saying, oh, this is all fun. I see him just kind of flipping his desk over saying, why am I doing this? I don't need this. And just walking out the door. In order for this to work for Bill Belichick, he hired his son. I guess that was a no-brainer. He needs to hire somebody, an offensive coordinator that's young, that can actually relate to the kids that he has on campus. They're going to listen to Bill because Bill is like that wise uncle, that grandfather. He knows what he's talking about. He's been through the wars. But then Bill won't be able
on his team and one happened to emanate from his loins. Like, show me what happens when he's gone. You know, show me who you're recruiting. Show me what's going on and show me you can build a real team.
Yeah.
I don't like his act. With Belichick, it's just, does that appeal? Look, I don't know what kids want anymore. I mean, I don't know what's real and not. I don't know the money. I don't know.
I can say this. My kids want money, but this is going to shock a lot of people. Kids still want to win more than money. Money is still number one. I mean, winning is one. Money is two.
Okay?
If I can't win, I need to get as much money as possible. That's like any other professional league, unfortunately. If we're not going to win the Super Bowl, if we're not going to win the World Series, then pay me and I'll be on your bad team.
The problem is what you said. In the NFL, you know that player's yours and you know how long they're yours. I just have a hard time believing Bill Belichick's going to be having a conversation with a kid who's homesick or a kid who wants to renegotiate on the fly. Those are the things where if he insulates himself and they've got a bunch of money, right, it can work.
Or just think about
it's hard to rationalize this is real. It's stunning.
And spare me the jokes, but a kid walks in and says, you know, coach, I just broke up with my girlfriend.
Well, oh, I know all about that.
Yes, it's
dating a 21-year-old. Go ahead.
Really? Where does she live?
Goulet.
But it's so many other things that he's going to have to deal with, and I don't know if he'll have the patience for that. He's got the knowledge, but can he translate that? Because you may have to groom a new quarterback every year.
Yeah.
And let's face it, and I think his ego says, I can do this, because he's a coach, and every coach has a gigantic ego.
And if you're North Carolina, you're not Texas, you're not Georgia, you're not Michigan, like you're searching. I mean, North Carolina has just never put it together in football.
Mm-hmm.
They're similar to Michigan State, except they've never had a glorious run, whether it be the 60s or whether it be what MSU did under D'Antonio. But like, they're that type of school where you're like, why is it you can't figure this out? Mm-hmm. You have to do it. It's almost like they shot their shot, except Belichick said yes.
Yeah, because here's the thing. You know what they've become, Mike? The East Coast Colorado. That means next year, you're going to see North Carolina games on the TV all the time. Everybody's going to show you the side. Here's Belichick. Here's him in the Carolina hoodie. And here's him doing this. Here's him interacting with his players. Here's him smiling and having fun.
Here's him at a sorority party.
Wait, which coach was that?
Which one wasn't it?
It was one coach that got fired.
Well, there was, back in the day, Larry Eustasia
was
pounding beers with students. Then, of course, there's the venerable, you know, rumors about Joey Freshwater.
Mm. No, you Stacy, we know, because they took photos.
Or so, there's another coach who might be about to get hired who may or may not have, you know.
You Stacy was not rumors. Let's just put
there was photographic evidence.
With him. Yeah, take the picture. Come on. All of you get in here. Come on.
Regrettable. So, will it work? I'd love to hear from you guys on it. Because it is shocking. I mean, Rico and I multiple times looking up at the monitor and going, how the hell is this real? Yeah. Bill Belichick is at North Carolina. 248-539-9797. David, he was a rival of yours in the AFC for years. Will this work?
No, I don't think so.
You think it's a disaster?
I just think there's no relation to the kids.
What do you mean? He dates a kid.
No, there's... the kids.
How do you say he's got no relation? His girlfriend's 21.
Yeah, they made coach, teachers. How did you... Well, you're
coach,
not ready
what
for
kind
that
of,
yet.
What kind of lines you pulling here? What's going on?
I'm rich.
That's it. That's why he doesn't relate. That's how he won't relate. They're trying
their
hardest.
No, they're rich now. With the NIL, they're rich too.
Yeah, no, I just don't see it working.
Okay.
When a kid comes in, well, you know what? I'll let Kenny say it because Kenny said it right.
What?
Well, my point was like, what if a kid, like we saw happen to Saban and so many other coaches, like what if a kid says, hey, I'm going to leave if you don't pay me some more money? And what is Belichick going to be like, okay, yeah, that sounds good. We'll pay you more money, buddy. I don't think so. I think he'll give him the big middle finger.
But what if that conversation never gets to Belichick's desk other than an approval? Yeah. Like, that's what the GM handles. Mm-hmm. Look, Kenny, I agree with everything you and Rico are saying here. It's just my only way that it works for Belichick is he's going to have to insulate himself from all of that. He's going to have to delegate that out.
He's going to have a lot of staff around him to be able to do
that.
Yes. Which is why I feel like maybe that's over-delegation and maybe it won't work.
No, but here to what Mike said, the smartest thing he did was he hired a GM, which means I don't want to deal with all of this. You tell me the top five things I need to know every day, and you and I will have a quick 20-minute meeting.
There you go.
Other than that, parents call you. Their agents call you. The kids call you. Their buddies, their girlfriends, they call you.
I tell you the groceries I want. You worry about putting it on the table.
Mm-hmm.
Kenny, listen, I'm not telling you it's like this full endorsement. Here next year. Maybe, we just talked about Pope Francis.
And maybe that's where all their transfer portal players come from.
There you go.
All right.
That's right.
We just got 11.
Alex Bregman and portal targets.
The 12 disciples.
248-539-9797. Well, sadly, the Red Wings, as they always do, suck the joy out of tonight's game. It could have been Kosa versus Mishkov, and instead not. David, ticket text, Belichick, is it going to work? We'll get to the callers in a second. Go ahead.
The chaos that is college football and NIL recruiting is the reason why Nick Saban hung it up. I don't understand this for Bill. It won't work.
Okay.
Think Belichick. Why? Is so that he can set up his son and the next generation of guys for years to come.
Okay. Or and maybe for his girlfriend to finish graduating.
Someone did ask, is she going to be attending as a student while he coaches?
I mean, she may as well get an MBA or something while she's there.
Seriously, yeah. It'll be free. Yes. Yeah, nobody's going to dare fail her.
It's an easy selection there. Get that, MB. Bill Belichick won't have anything to do with recruiting. He's there to run the show and be a recruiting chip for his recruiters and tell people, I'm here. That's all he needs to do.
Yeah, I think he has to be the five-star general. I think he has to be the guy giving the orders. Obviously, game day is going to be his purview. Practice will be his purview. But I just have a hard time believing he's going to be in Jeffersonville, Tennessee, recruiting a four-star corner and choking down Mostaccioli. And delicious. We're on to Cincinnati. There's no way.
No, Mike. I think, if anything, he's going to be Nick Saban the final years. Saban to leave his office. Everybody else did all the recruiting, and then they brought him into Saban's office. Okay, son, you've heard everything.
What do you have to say?
Do you want to say Roll Tide with me?
Let's go to Tom, 97.1. Tommy, how you doing?
Hey, afternoon, guys.
What's going on?
Mike, I got to correct you on one thing. If he's in Tennessee, he's not eating Mostaccioli. He's eating raccoon stew with Kenny and the rest of his relatives.
Fair.
Let's just get that.
Kenny is a huge possum stew guy.
But anyways, I'm kind of trying to think outside the box a little bit why I don't think he's going to succeed. I mean, obviously, football knowledge-wise, yes, he's got that. But I got a feeling he's going to try to bring the band back together. I could see him maybe bringing Josh McDaniel back as offensive coordinator. You know, guys who really don't have any college experience in running the type of offense that's really succeeding in this type of eras, college, you know, spread offense and so forth. Secondly, especially with the amount of money they're paying him, he's going to have to do a lot of handshaking, a lot of appearances with boosters and stuff like that.
Yeah.
That, I can see that as the biggest thing where that's just not him. You know, all he had to do was report to Kraft directly. Now he's going to have to report to all these rich boosters and all those things. That's what I really could see as the driving point where he might last 2 years.
Well, you know, you're not wrong. I guess, Tom, maybe I just think he's got this kind of air about him, or a gravitas, or whatever term you want to use, is like, even rich boosters would know, we don't really get to tell this guy what to do. Like, this is Bill Belichick.
I can understand that, but it's him as far as being Bill Belichick where he doesn't like doing those type of things.
Correct.
You know, the burnout, because he's going to have to do fundraising. He's going to have to go to all these different appearances. He's going to have the coaches' shows. All those things, I think, especially at his age.
Belichick at a coaches' show at a college eatery. That's theater. Like, you're right. Tom wins. Like Belichick at Reno's East. You got to be kidding me.
I mean, at least he can get his girlfriend in there with her fake ID.
There you go.
Hey, coach, tell us something about Tom Brady. I don't want to talk about Tom Brady.
Tom's right, though. There are a number of these little things where, like, watching Belichick be miserable would be theater. The other thing is the three-year contract term. That sends alarm bells in that this really is going to be, I'm here, but I want you to meet Steve Belichick, because this is what you're really getting. Now, I'm going to convince him to stop making funny faces on the sideline. You don't know what I'm talking about, then you just missed out on one of the greatest nights ever. Steve Belichick on the sideline. But yeah, maybe it is 2 years, make the announcement, coach in waiting. I mean, he is a high-level defensive coordinator.
He is. He is. And, yeah, they took him from Washington.
High-level weirdo.
I just think that in the end, all those boosters, because he's got that star effect. It's like if literally, well, Michael Jordan, also North Carolina grad, but Bill Belichick walks into the room, everybody's going to run to him. Hey, Bill, they're going to do things on his term. I don't think he's going to have to go and do a lot of stuff he doesn't want to do. He'll simply say, you know what, I'm going to be at the – walking across campus. If you want to talk to me, meet me there. Okay, Bill, I'll be there, because you could get your picture saying, hey, I walked the campus with Bill Belichick.
Doug, 97.1. What's up, Doug?
Yeah, I just wanted to call in real quick. First of all, before I begin on the Belichick thing, I just want to tell you, Enrico, how much I appreciate your show. I'm a longtime Michigan fan, but I got to tell you, I listen to you guys all the time because you always have a lot of knowledge and really get to the point. So
Thank you, Rico. Doug, that's very nice.
You do the show yourself, Rico. You do a great job.
Thank you. Very nice, Douglas. Thank you.
By the way, but just on the Belichick thing, you know, Rico, you made a comment that you're not sure he really knows what he's getting into. I got to believe he knows what he's getting into. And I think just from his debt tie with Saban and other things he'd be looking into – but I think you guys are right. There's ulterior motives longer term, because I just can't talk.
I don't want to do podcasts. I'm bored. Nick Saban, you can do this. I want to win in both places, college and pro. I think he'll be driven for about 2-3 years. And then after that, hey, man, Father Time's undefeated.
Well, she's going to want to start a family at that point.
Here's who you can blame. Blame Eli. He was so tired, did not want to talk to him anymore in the Manning cast. So Bill Belichick said, I'm going to college. It's Eli's fault.
Everything's Eli's fault. I'm fine with that. Blame Eli.
Okay, first of all, let's put some respect on his name. He will be a Hall of Famer. First ballot, Hall of Famer.
Yeah, I know, but he shouldn't be. Just go look at the numbers. I don't want to do this. It's the holiday season.
First ballot Hall of Famer, man. That means something. He's the Derek Jeter of pro football.
Oh, God. We're really touching all the notes here. Well, Rico, before we get back to football, before we get back to talking about Alex Bregman, I may have an update on what is going on in New Jersey. And this one is truly unbelievable. Okay. Are you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
People, yesterday, we've been obsessed with this story. The mystery drones hovering over the state of New Jersey. The FBI has no clue where they're from. You've got congressmen theorizing they're from a mothership off the coast. These things are the size of SUVs. If people have tried to fly their drones near them, it kills their battery and crashes them. If the drones fly near your vehicle, it changes the time in your car. Problems. Well, the White House is here to tell you everything is fine. Yet another reason you can't listen to the White House. Here's what they think they really are. You ready for this?
I'm sorry. I just imagine. Bear with me, because this is.
Go ahead.
It's kind of like when the guy whispered in Bush's ear during 9/11. I just imagine somebody whispering in Biden's ear of what's going on. What? Huh? What? Drones? Size of a truck?
You ready?
I like oatmeal cookies.
Amazing. It's funny because it's true.
Sorry, go ahead.
The Biden administration suggested there may be no drones hovering over New Jersey at all. Quote, we have not been able to, neither of any state or local law enforcement authorities been able to corroborate any of the reported visual sightings.
What is this? Don't look up?
No.
That's exactly what we're doing here.
Upon review of available imagery, it appears many of the reported sightings are actually manned aircraft that are being operated lawfully. I mean, talk about bleeping on your head and telling you it's raining.
Or, guys, maybe Joe Biden is the last Jedi.
Is he aware of that?
These are not the drones you are looking at. They don't even exist. What do you guys, do we have any proof? Have we seen anything? Nah, doesn't exist.
See, no.
Nothing to see here, people.
No, see, this is...
He's a Jedi!
No,
These are not the droids you're looking
this
for.
This is Independence Day, Area 51, plausible deniability. He has no idea. Oh. Everyone else does.
So he's not one of the 12 people.
He has no idea. No.
And like, he doesn't have that interstellar clearance.
But they're also correct. Like, Joe, you're only going to be here for another 2 weeks. And that's part of the Christmas holiday, so really, you're only going to be here about another 2 days. Enjoy your holiday.
Just make sure you pardon your scumbag son.
Right. Yeah. But what about this?
No. Wait, did you see the approval ratings on that?
No.
It's like 18% of people are good with that.
Yeah. It's a reason why you do it on the way out the door.
You just take the hand grenade, roll it through the door, shut the door, and whistle down the hall. Right.
Today's my last day. Oh, it's going to be Festivus up in here.
I would do it for my bad son.
You should.
And one problem, you ain't the president.
That's true.
You got real problems.
In trouble there.
Those church powers do not include pardons. But yeah.
But I don't think your bad son would learn. He'd be right back.
Well, according to the White House, nothing. And things.
Seriously.
I just had to pass that along.
You know what? Yeah, I don't think that he's a part of those 12 people who actually know. Like they said, David, plausible deniability. You don't need to know this. Just in case you ever get put on the stand, you can say, I have no idea what you're talking about. And you won't perjure yourself. Trust me, you don't need to know.
Wow. Then, you know what, I'll leave it alone, but it's funny because every headline you read is, these things pose a security threat. And you juxtapose it with what they just said at the White House. What?
Well, I guess because they're saying no security threat because they haven't done anything except for change some clocks and things like that. Like they're, did you see any of these? Were you close enough?
No. When you're in New York, you can't even see the sun. The buildings are too tall. It's dark in New York, except it's sunny out. No. I had no, and I wasn't flying the plane at MetLife. Just leave me alone. I had nothing to do with aerospace.
I saw that plane. Was like,
oh, I know.
Oh, boy. Let's get the binoculars out.
Someone on
there's a guy with good hair giving the middle finger.
Oh my dear. Hold on. Can I give you one update since Rico just brought this up? This is a headline I just saw. Oh dear God. So it's an article that features a tweet from Pat Leonard, New York Daily News, Giants reporter. You ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
This is from an hour ago. The Giants had a red zone period of practice today. They went 0-17 on passes. 0-4 versus air. No defenders.
No defenders?
0-13 in one-on-ones versus defenders. A combination of drops, overthrows, defensive plays, and two catches. One problem. They were out of bounds. Needless to say, mistakes are being made in the red zone by the Giants.
At that point, you literally can go get 11 orange,
drill this guy into the dirt.
Oh!
Hey! Get out. All right, 248-539-9797. We talk some football next, 97.1.